Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, a musical adaptation of Beaches is heading to Broadway in the spring. Based on the novel of the same name by Iris Rayner Dart, which inspired a seminal film starring Bette Midler, the show is an ode to female friendship that follows two soulmates and their evolving relationship through the decades, persevering through romantic, professional, and health-related challenges. Beaches has had a long developmental history as a stage property. It was mounted in Arlington, Virginia, and Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois, over a decade ago. A new version was seen in 2024 in Calgary with a different composer and directing team. Reprising their lead roles from the Calgary production will be Jessica Vosk and Kelly Barrett as the two friends. Vosk was recently seen as Jersey in Hell's Kitchen, while Barrett last appeared on Broadway in the 2023 revival of Parade. The full cast will be announced later. Beaches features original music by Mike Stoller, who once penned several hits for Elvis Presley, with lyrics by Dart. Dart also co-wrote the book with the late Tom Thomas. Choreography is by Jennifer Rios, and the show is directed by Lonnie Price and Matt Cowart. Beaches' producing team is led by Jennifer Maloney Prezioso. The musical begins previews March 27th before an April 22nd official opening at the Majestic Theater, where it will run through September 6th and then launch a previously announced national tour. Cities and exact dates for the tour will be announced in the coming months. Tickets will go on sale for the Broadway run in January. For more information, visit beachesthemusical.com. Simu Liu will be making his Broadway debut this winter in Oh Mary. He will assume the role of Mary's teacher in the hit comedy from February 3rd to April 21st. Liu is best known as the star of the 2021 Marvel film Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Current Oh Mary cast members John Andrew Morrison, Jen Harris, and Tony Macht will continue with the show through April 26th. As previously announced, Hedwig and the Angry Inch creator John Cameron Mitchell will join as Mary Todd Lincoln from February 3rd through April 12th. Oh Mary continues at the Lyceum Theater. In other casting news, Patrick Ball, Alden Ehrenreich, and Linda Emmond will lead the Broadway company of Becky Shaw this spring. Ball recently broke out in the HBO Max series The Pitt, and this year Ehrenreich had supporting roles in the Disney Plus miniseries Ironheart and the horror film Weapons. Both of them will be making their Broadway debuts. Emmond is a three-time Tony nominee who was last seen on Broadway in the 2014 revival of Cabaret. Full casting for Becky Shaw will be announced in due time. The play, written by Gina Gianfrido and directed by Tripp Coleman, begins previews March 18th and opens on April 6th at the Helen Hayes Theater for a run through June 14th. Tickets are on sale now at 2st.com. This evening, Bug begins previews at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Starring Carrie Coon and Namor Smallwood, Tracy Letts' gripping psychological thriller takes place in a seedy motel room outside Oklahoma City, where the connection between a cocktail waitress and a Gulf War veteran twists into something much more dangerous. Rounding out the company are Randall Arney, Jennifer Engstrom, and Steve Key. David Cromer directs. Bug opens on January 8th for a limited run through February 8th. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending December 14th. The overall box office was rather stagnant leading up to the lucrative Christmas and New Year's holidays, rising up just a bit from the week before. All Out, comedy about ambition, set up shop at the Nederlander Theater. Over its first two performances, it made $409,041. Keisha Lewis concluded a long Tony-winning run as Miss Liza Jane in Hell's Kitchen, which made $1,011,121 at the Schubert. Gospel icon Yolanda Adams replaces Lewis full-time starting tonight until January 25th. Rebecca Naomi Jones bid farewell to Hadestown, which grossed another $938,943 at the Walter Kerr. Grammy winner Alison Russell returns to the musical As Persephone this evening. And new records were set last week at Liberation, Just in Time, and Harry Potter and the Cursed Child at the James Earl Jones, Circle in the Square, and Lyric, respectively. 35 Broadway productions combined to make over $43.9 million last week. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.